KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 39 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the City of Atlantic's Community Development Committee Tuesday evening recommended the city shelve a proposal to institute a mandatory garbage pickup program. City Administrator John Lund said during Wednesday evening City Council meeting that after he conducted extensive research and crunched the numbers, the logistics of implementing the program, it just wouldn't work out.
I mean, there's really not a whole lot positive to say about what would happen if we tried to move forward with something like that. So my recommendation would be to not do anything and move forward with Community Development's recommendations on pursuing this through the landlord ordinance.
Lund said he's in discussions with the city's bonding and financial attorney and county treasurer Tracy Marshall about other options, including moving stormwater billing and landfill fees onto the property tax bill on a per capita basis, meaning he would no longer see the every 6 month stormwater billing card from the city. The whole reason for the discussion about a landfill fee boils down to EPA regulations and requirements that leave the county and its cities with few options other than to implement a fee. The landfill currently operates on a tipping fee basis, or about the amount of pounds that are brought in. Councilman Dana Halder gave a little more insight into why the Community Development Committee decided against recommending a mandatory garbage pickup fee.
The mandatory part of it, the discussion was just that there's as many carriers as there is, and each carrier has different prices and different protocol, so to speak. You know, we just kind of decided that we needed to go after the enforcement part of garbage and our ordinance on maintaining your property, that it would be much simpler.
He says once Seeklick Fix program is officially rolled out to the public, the neighbors will be more willing to inform the city about nuisance properties and letting the city deal with property owners to resolve those issues. Another business, the council passed the second reading of an ordinance amending the city code with regard to parking regulations. And Councilman Halder reported that the library reading garden will be closed and the library closes each day and the gate locked in order to deter vandalism. Halder reminded the public also about homeowner and home repairs programs that are available through SWPCO.
Several different programs that are available. There's a home repair program, a home ownership assistance revolving loan fund program, home ownership assistance program, Southwest Iowa housing demolition program, and a Southwest Iowa housing revolving loan program. So there's a lot of things there that people can actually sign up for and possibly get some help to do some refurbishing of their homes. And there's money there that's available for first-time buyers, I believe it is, if they stay so many years. That's a forgivable loan.
A teenager at the Atlantic High School was cited into juvenile court Tuesday for possession of a prescription medication. Atlantic Police Sergeant Dustin Pekin told KJAN News yesterday that officials had notified the department late Tuesday morning that a student about 14 or 15 years of age was found to be in possession of two pills or less than 5 milligrams of a drug which is alprazolam, a generic name for Xanax, and that was in an unlabeled pill bottle. The student's name was not released because of his age. Pekin said the school is doing a good job of trying to crack down on the pill problem, which he says is horrible all throughout town and in the school. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reported yesterday an incident that allegedly took place Tuesday in the 100 block of East South Street in Exira resulted in the arrest of 56-year-old David Scott Porter of Exira. Porter was charged with harassment and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released on bond with a court appearance set for today. And a 15-year-old was transported to the juvenile detention center on Tuesday on a charge of criminal mischief. The youth was charged in connection with damage done to a school-issued laptop computer. The device was valued at over $900. The incident remains under investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday a two-vehicle accident had occurred Wednesday morning in Stanton. Deputies responded to the accident at around 9 a.m. at the intersection of Halland Avenue and M63. After an investigation, it was determined that a 2016 Nissan owned and operated by 70-year-old Linda Hicks of Stanton was northbound on Halland Avenue and had stopped at the stop sign of the intersection with M63. A white 2008 Dodge Caravan owned by Dennis Reynolds of Stanton and operated by 43-year-old Tanya Danick of Stanton failed to stop behind Hicks and struck the rear of the Nissan. No injuries were reported and no citations were issued. Damage was estimated at $1,600 altogether. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Mosher, age 93, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Dorothy Mosher will be today at 11:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores D. Hallett, age 77, of Audubon, died Saturday. A Celebration of Life memorial service for D. Hallett will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Carol Bouchard, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carol Bouchard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Aura Wall, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died October 13th. A memorial service for Aura Wall will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marcine Twork, age 82, of Pennsylvania, died October 2nd. A massive Christian burial for Marcine Twork will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Brian Chris Moon, age 52, of California and formerly of Stewart, died October the 8th in Palm Springs. Graveside services for Brian Moon will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marcella Marie Smith, age 99, of Erling, died Wednesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Marcella Marie Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alberta Lees, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Anita, died October the 8th. Memorial services for Alberta Lees will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ryan Danley, age 36, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Cavanaugh House on 56th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ryan Danley will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Diana K. DeWale, age 66, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diana K. DeWale will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.